2023 Prophetic School is here. It's a place where you hear God's voice clearly. So, get set for an encounter. Ministry, Pastor Benga Shafe, be blessed as you listen.
The prophetic tongue. All right. Now, my interest in the prophetic tongue started a while ago when I began to try to observe why are some prophets more powerful than others? Why is it that some prophets don't struggle? That you may find other people just trying to pray, praying for hours, but there are these other prophets, you know, that are just, you know, blessed in a different way. You know, they make it look easy, you know, and it really has nothing to do with age. That's the first thing I want you to know. So I started researching, and then I was watching a video that was made for Apostle Ayo Babalola, you know, and they tried to show us what his ministry was like when he was alive. And, you know, coincidentally, I have some kind of connection with Apostle Babalola, you know, that the Lord said to me, and coincidentally, we are also born on the same day. So I consider my roots very deep in Apostle Ayo Babalola. All right. So it's a whole lot of burden. Don't even envy anybody who tells you what I'm telling. It's a whole lot of burden, you know, to carry. So I'm also trying to develop myself to grow into that stature so that 10 years from now, you know, somebody will be able to say there's a prophet in Nigeria, and whatever he says to you will happen exactly the way he has told you. So we are all on a journey. All right. So instead of focusing on the highest level of your calling now, or trying to focus on what the Lord showed you, some of you had visions, you saw yourself prophesying to nations, doing many weird things, but you are not there physically right now. My encouragement to you is to just start the process. Start working at that process. You are going to keep growing. And before you know it, you just find that you are already seeing those things happen. All right. So in my little consideration, I realized that there was something that marked out prophets from each other, you know, and that was in the dominion, the authority, the power that was upon their tongue. All right. So everybody's a prophet, but there are some. And, you know, if you would find that not just even in their speech, but many times when there are problems, you know, in the Old Testament, there was a time, you know, the land was, the prophets came to, the sons of the prophet came to the man of God and said, this land is good, but the water is poisonous, is deadly. And the man of God asked them to bring salt, and he poured it at the water and spoke over it, and the waters became healed on the spot. All right. Now, they are all prophets, but there was something that distinguished this other prophet from the other ones. And that's what we are talking about this evening. All right. There is something that must happen to you. And whenever I pray, especially at night, all right, what I'm sharing with you in this webinar is my personal secrets. This is one of the prayers that I always pray middle of the night. Anytime I choose to pray at night, this particular prayer about the prophetic tongue, I always pray. And I pray it. I don't say this prayer because I said it 2 weeks ago. No. When I'm praying that, I'm going to pray it like I'm doing it afresh. Now, I need you to note this and probably put it down somewhere in your notes. All right. So I began to look at some of the prophets of old who were so gifted. And I noticed that it was in the majorly in their authority level, when they said something, if they said anything to you, you can take it to the bank. All right? So you could find a prophet Elisha saying to a man, a woman, whose husband was also a prophet who died. That young prophet served was under the ministry of prophet Elisha. Excuse me. But he died a poor man. You see? It's not enough to say, oh, because I'm a prophet, I'll be rich. You may be anointed. You may be anointed doing God's work. And if you are not smart, you may be poor. So we had this particular prophet who was always owing, was always borrowing. All the time he was in the ministry, he never went to Elisha one day to say, please, how can you help me? But he could go around and he was borrowing and he died in that state. It was the wife who came to the prophet and said, please help us. My husband is dead and we are in trouble. And the prophet simply asked her a question. What do you have in your house? And typically of what anybody will say, I don't have anything except, you know, oil, this small oil here. And the prophet said, that's enough. You see, the thing about a prophet is that when he speaks to you, that thing that is in your hand that looks very small can become very big. That's why I always tell you, don't be too familiar with the men of God that are placed in your life. Yes, they may want to be close to you, but don't be too close so that you won't, whenever they speak a word into your life, you'll be able to receive it from the point where that prophecy is coming from. The prophet did not pray for her. He only told her, go and get jars and fill them with oil. It was as she was going that he released a prophetic word, say, for the oil, the jar of oil will not fail. And he prophesied to her, and the oil kept multiplying. So, Jesus was not the only one to multiply bread. Elisha did something like that. But how is Elisha able to ascend to that level where he could say to somebody, you are free? I remember, this was last year, there was a particular brother who is a missionary, is in the Gambia or Liberia, one of these countries. You know, and he reached out to me on WhatsApp and like, oh, he's having some problem with his heart. And the doctors are telling him, it's like, maybe the heart is going to fail very soon. So he's been very sick and losing weight. And after having run several tests, you know, the matter persisted. So he reached out to me on WhatsApp. I didn't pray for him. I just told him, I said, in 3 days, you'll be fine. That's all I said to him. He said, amen. He responded. And that was it. I forgot about it. I think a few days later, he reached out to me. And he said, on the third day, he had a dream. And by the time he came out of that dream, he noticed the condition was gone. The condition, the pain, the shortness of breath, contraction in the heart, he noticed everything was gone. So he sent me a message, a voice note, like, Pastor, you can't believe it. I feel so well. So I just rejoiced with him and I celebrated with him. But Satan tried to bring the affliction back. But the word that was spoken was already in the air. You've got to realize that when the prophet, or if you as a person, I'm talking to you as a prophetic person, when you speak a word, it doesn't die. That word does not die. The word goes into the realm of spirit and waits there for you. So even when Satan is trying to persuade you that your prayers will not be answered, you will tell him, we have gone past this level. The words that I have spoken, even the Lord said, the words that he speaks will not return to him void. You've got to understand that Christ in you and you in Christ, you become one, and that you are an extension of the power and the life of God, and that any word you speak under the anointing cannot die. That word, we go into the spirit realm and we keep opening channels for you. We keep opening doors for you. We keep opening doors for you. You see, the prophetic tongue does not operate in isolation. It is anchored on a level of faith. There is a level of faith that you must have to be able to operate in the prophetic tongue. You must build up your faith to the point where you tell yourself, there is no prayer I will say or I will make again that will go unanswered. It is a level of faith. When you study people like Elisha or like Elijah or like our Lord Jesus Christ, and you are telling yourself, this is where I'm going. I am not going to settle. I will not settle for anything less. Because there are other times the devil may set a trap for you. It will be on the highway. You will not have time to pray. All you will just be able to say is Jesus. The moment you say Jesus, in your spirit, you have transferred power out. You are not saying it as though maybe it will show up or it won't show up. No, there is a level of faith you have developed in the secret place that every time you say Jesus, the heavens will begin to pay attention to you and you don't even have to scream. All right? There's a very powerful case that talks about, you know, the prophetic tongue. And I'm going to read 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 18 to 20. 1 Samuel 3, 18 to 20. So Samuel told him everything and did not hide a thing from him. Eli replied, "He is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes." Verse 19. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and he did not let any of Samuel's words fall to the ground. Verse 20. All Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was confirmed as a prophet of the Lord. Glory to God. So, I said something about growing your faith. Your spirit must grow. Grow in stature. You see, even our Lord Jesus was said concerning him that the child grew in spirit. You see, he grew in spirit. That means your spirit can develop. All right? Oh, Labra Shalida Kazapara Bushetelia. I wish somebody understood what I just said now. All right? In Luke chapter 2 and verse 40, it says, "And the child grew and became strong in spirit." That means a man can be weak in the spirit. And when you are weak in the spirit, you will see a reflection of that in the kind of force or power that goes with your prayers or your declarations. Look at the guy Samuel. The scripture said he began to grow. And while he was growing, the Lord was with him. That means that there are two elements here. Number one is the element of growth. Samuel was, he didn't have anyone who could teach him the prophetic, so he had to learn it on his own. Even though he was mentored or discipled by a priest, but his own calling was that of a prophet. Samuel began to grow. It seemed that there was some kind of effort, personal effort, that Samuel was putting in. And the scripture followed that phrase with, "And the Lord was with him." Let me tell you, there are certain dimensions of God's presence that you will never experience until you have grown to a level. And that is why the key to a strong prophetic ministry is a healthy relationship with the Lord and the love life of that believer. Please, I want you to note this. Because when you speak a word and God is compelled to honor it, God will not really prefer you using that tongue to destroy people. All right? I was having a conversation with one of our pastors, I think last month. And this happened some years ago. It's not something I'm really proud of, but something that happened. You see, there was a cultist on our campus that had, I think he slapped one of our pastors, who was a friend of mine. So when we heard that matter, I went to that cultist. And I said, you had the guts to slap a man of God. Even if you are in the same class, you should know that grace has separated him from you. And I said to him, the judgment of the Lord is in your house. You have this week. You have this week. If you do not repent and turn to Jesus, you will not be a human being again. You will be dead. And later I heard the guy died. All right? The guy died. And that really shook me, you know, shook me to my bones. All right? The scripture says, touch not my anointed. The moment you touch, whatever repercussion you inherit, that's your business. So I was talking to one of our pastors and he said to me, you know, I just met him along the road, you know, this was many years ago. And I just said, where are you going? He said, you know, follow me. And then as we were walking up past a particular school, I saw this guy who was very high on weed. You know, very high on weed. After I left school, I started wondering, I don't have a father anymore. My father is late. Why would I put my mom through pain by going to look for trouble everywhere? You know, I just thought about it that there must have been a spirit pushing me, because even now when I look at it, those are very dangerous steps that I took. So I walked up to this brother and I removed the weed from his lips and his fingers. And I said to him, do you want to leave? You have 3 days. If you do not follow Jesus, it will be all over. I said, as I'm looking at you now, I'm seeing that you have only 3 days. So I told him, I said, follow me. The guy smoking weed dropped the weed and started walking with me. We became street evangelists. That kind of authority is not a one-day thing. And Samuel grew. Satan will never tell you, oh, don't serve God. Satan will just simply make you busy. Satan will just make you busy. You'll be running up and down. And you know, because of the way the global economy, our Nigerian economy is, you just want to make sure you're closing on every kobo, every naira, every dollar. Before you know it, you are already far from God. Not that God is far from you, but you are now far from God. And your authority is only as legitimate as your proximity to his presence. And you need to hear that one. Your authority is only as legitimate as your proximity to the presence of the Lord. And that's why you find Elijah who said, the Lord God before whom I stand. So even when Elijah was standing before the king, he wasn't seeing the king. He was seeing the Lord. You can operate in this dimension of the prophetic. There's one man of God in this country that operates, excuse me, that operates this level dangerously. And that is Bishop Oyedepo. His apostolic grace is so strange. I mean, I think about 2 years ago, the annual Shiloh program, I wasn't there, but one of our pastors was there. And he said, Bishop Oyedepo prayed a general prayer for everybody. It was a prayer of deliverance. And the moment he finished the prayer, they asked people to start looking around to check their bodies. He said there was a man, a broomstick came out of his ears. All the migraine, all the headache, all the sickness in his body was a satanic implantation in his body. Satanic implantation in his body. And after that prayer, the thing came out and everything vanished. People may argue with your ministry, but when your words become very powerful and the Lord is honoring them, they will be afraid of you. You see, Satan is pushing the frontiers, trying to convince the world on social media that there is no big deal about the church. But if we enter into the day of his power, if you and I can press in into the day of his power, listen to me, they will maintain their level. I am a banker. Listen to me. You need the prophetic tongue. Oh, I'm a teacher. Hey, you need the prophetic tongue. I was in a particular town, you know, years ago. And it was like a concert. I mean, like a concert in church, you know. And they brought this lady who was extremely brilliant and so smart. But of late, she'd been having issues. A lady who was all, you know, all A's, straight A's, started struggling to get an E and a D. She would teach everybody and they would understand, but she herself, something happens to her when she enters the exam hall and she forgets everything. So they brought her to me and I wanted to pray for her just while the concert was on, just it was an open air concert. And while I was praying for her, the Lord revealed to me that she has ingested a poisonous substance. Now, I assumed it was a spiritual thing that she must have ingested. I didn't really think it was anything seriously material. And then I saw that somewhere inside her brain, I saw air growing there. You know, I saw air growing there. And it was a bit concerning. How can hair be growing on somebody's brain? It didn't really make any sense to me. So I prayed for her. And I commanded whatever she had ingested to come out. Instantly, she threw up. Instantly, she threw up. And that was the end of that problem. Listen, you need the prophetic tongue. You must ask for it. You must pray for it. The scripture said the Lord was with Samuel. The Lord was with Samuel, and he did not let anything that Samuel said fall to the ground. You don't know the implication of that statement, let me tell you. Even if God is not saying anything, but if Samuel tells you that from today you are coming out of that situation, the Lord will honor it. You know why? Because Samuel is a man of the presence. Samuel is a man that bends towards the Lord. Samuel is not a person that thinks or considers the Lord as an afterthought. Samuel is a man who is covenanted, who has given himself to God. And he's not doing God because he doesn't want to go to club. He was dedicated. And peradventure, you are not dedicated from your womb. You can choose to drag yourself to the altar and dedicate yourself there as a servant and an handmaiden of the Lord. I've seen some very strange, weird things at my small level that was really scary. I've casted out demons and they manifested literally and they could not touch me. There was a day I casted out a demon from somebody, and as I was going home that night, I was just, you know, I was walking along the road and I was asking myself, you, this man, you are casting out a lot of demons and you are not even fasting. Are you not scared? You know, I was just trying to talk to myself that it's like of late, every day there's always one demon to cast out somewhere. So I was trying to tell myself, don't be lazy, you'll start fasting. But, you know, that's not really the angle per se. The Bible says Jesus cast them out with his word. Oh my God. Jesus cast out demons by his word. He will say, go, And he will not look back. And the demon will leave. Some of them, the Bible will say, they left in that self same hour. What that means is that by the time Jesus casted out those demons, they didn't leave immediately. They struggled, but Jesus did not wait. He has said what he has said. If you're having to stay back and you're shouting, come out, come out, come out. No, no, no. You need to go back and do your homework. The key is spiritual growth and the manifest presence of God upon your life. You see, this is like very profound. God was the one watching over the words of Samuel so that they won't fail. The book of Isaiah also tells us that it is the Lord that confirms the words of his messengers. He perform it. He perform it. The counsels of his messengers. If you look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 44 and verse 26. I want us to look at Isaiah 44, 26. It says, that confirmed the word of his servant and performed the counsels of his messengers that said to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited. And this word inhabited is a prophetic word for somebody here and your family. You know, God is saying you are going to be inhabited. He said, and to the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places. And this is a prophecy for a family here, because it seems the family has been wasted. The devil has tried to take out several of you, you know, disjoint the family. But this is a prophetic word that is coming now. And I want you to receive it. You shall be inhabited again. In the name of Jesus, you shall be inhabited. Every favor that you have lost, whatever has happened to any of your siblings, premature death, this is the word of the Lord to you in Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 26. You shall be inhabited again. In the name of Jesus, you shall be inhabited again. In the name of Jesus, and you shall be built. In the name of Jesus, every collapsed structure, spiritual structure, whatever has put the family on pause mode, is removed today. And your family is becoming united again. I keep seeing somebody here. I don't know, maybe it's your sibling or yourself, but I'm seeing you. And there was a case that involved being locked up. I think maybe it should be for somebody's sibling here. Having been locked up, at the police cell. And the Lord said, this particular prophecy is for your family also. See, because it's bringing freedom. Is bringing deliverance. Whoever that person is, salvation is coming to your sibling. Whoever that person is, in the name of Jesus, you are free from the shackle of Satan. In the name of Jesus, you are free from the shackle of Satan. Peradventure, you found yourself in a spiritual prison and nothing has been happening to you. Listen to me. As we end this session tonight, you will find that you begin to sleep well. You will find that you begin to sense freedom in your, like the air you are breathing in. You begin to sense freedom in the atmosphere. We push the pause mode to play mode. In the name of Jesus, we push that pause mode to play mode. In the name of Jesus, and I prophesy that fellow who has been in the prison, you had a case and they took... Somebody was taken to the prison. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim that the heavens are open over such a one, and you are free completely to fulfill your destiny. In the name of Jesus. I want us to thank the Lord in 1 minute. I want us to thank the Lord in 1 minute. I want us to thank the Lord in 1 minute. In the name of Jesus. The scripture said, from Israel to Dan, everyone knew that Samuel was confirmed to be a prophet. How did they know? Because his words did not fall to the ground. I prophesy a spiritual upgrade in this regard. I prophesy a spiritual upgrade in this regard. I prophesy a spiritual upgrade in this regard. Le rabale na toro bishamian de le casio. La rabale nando cubrande lege de cadoro sapadia le cono solea. Barabale nando rubo shatalia nekzalia. Yonde le camacato robo sole faradeliasa. Zotra shata kaliketeria. Every poison that has been put into your system, into your soul, into your body, causing you to always fall sick regularly, in the name of Jesus, we command every arrow to be removed. We command every satanic arrow to be destroyed. Whatever is causing consistent sickness in your body, yela kasi rabiando, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, I command every poison to be destroyed from its root. In the name of Jesus, sarabalia rumelefonde yabia salaru toke yaliasa. Yo para delikeduziala para daliase vadia. There's somebody here, the Lord said is going to give your sister a new beginning. And let me tell you what I'm talking about. Your sister has been married. Then she lost her spouse. And the Lord said, he's going to give your sister a new beginning. Now, wherever you are, I want you to receive this word for her, because I know your sister is not here. She was married, but she lost that. She lost her husband. But the Lord said tonight, the power of God is growing from the airwaves now. And the Lord said, this year is going to give her a fresh beginning. Alemando boruke talia sibiando rukabane hetala. The Lord says he's going to give her a fresh beginning. A fresh beginning. The Lord says she shall be built again. Our land shall be inhabited again. And I declare this matter is settled by the decree of the prophet. Alebarote selibara dalia sokolia. In the name of Jesus. I want us to thank the Lord again one more time. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him for what he is already doing. Ya rabalia nozulabara. Now I want to speak to growths right now. If you have a growth in your body, I want you to stretch your hands to this screen. You have a growth in your body, whether in any of your blood vessels or somewhere in your body, anywhere it is. The doctors told you there are things growing there that should not be there. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every growth to begin to vanish. To begin to die. Every growth in your body, everything created by God, everything created on earth has intelligence. They can hear. Ayi makasaya nobarutia. I speak to every growth in your body. Alika zopregedi aliasa. In the name of Jesus, be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Whether they are cancerous growth or they are something that has to do with your blood or something to do with your hormones, rabia lurotesia, wherever those growths are, let them begin to vanish now. In the name of Jesus, begin to vanish now. In the name of Jesus, begin to vanish now. Yasikabia masuleda, erabaliando curate kasia. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy every strange growth. I come to declare the judgment that is written upon you, to bind your kings with chains and your princes with fetters of iron. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, let every growth begin to shrink. Let it begin to shrink. Let it begin to shrink. I want us to bless God one more time. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to me. We have to develop stature. We have to develop stature. We have to give ourselves to God. If you don't want to spend 5 hours casting out a demon, spend 5 hours with God. If you don't want to spend 5 hours saying, come out, you foul spirit, come out, then invest that time with God. Spend it studying the word of God. Spend it listening to messages. Listen to me. Most people do not know that one of the most secure ways to capture the anointing upon a prophet is to listen to his messages. Most people don't know. Most people don't know. You might have listened to the message before. Listen to it again. Listen to me. Listen. You might not even have food in your house now. You might not have so much in your house now, but I saw your barns being filled. I saw your barns being filled. I saw your barns being filled. The devil is a liar. I saw you walking in an overflow of blessing. Yerebanda, Sianto, Lubra Keletasia. I saw you walking in an overflow of blessings. Even though you have nothing in that kitchen, but the Lord is going to fill that kitchen up. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. You see, Jesus, our Lord Jesus, was sleeping in a boat. And there was a, you know, some kind of storm. And it seemed as though they were going to die. And they woke Jesus up and said, "Carest not that we perish." And Jesus stood up and said, "Where is your faith?" You see, there is a faith dimension to any level you are trusting God for. You have to develop your faith to that level. Yes, God can release it upon you, but anything God gives to you, you have to sustain by faith. If you do not believe, you can prophesy and there will be instant manifestation, you will struggle. You will struggle. Even though the gift is there, you will struggle. Oh, Masa Katalia Mbarakatelia. There's someone here, your mom has a growth in her body. But the Lord is taking away that growth. I'm talking about somebody's mom here. The Lord is taking away that growth. He's taking it. The growth will just it will shrink and shrink until they won't find it again. In the name of Jesus. I want you to pray and ask the Lord, anoint my tongue with power. Anoint my tongue with power. I refuse to be ordinary. I anoint my tongue with power. Pray that prayer right now. Lord, let your authority rest upon my tongue. That whatever I bind on earth will be bound, and whatever I lose on earth will be loosed. Begin to pray right now. Rasha pa katalia. Zupregedegedegelia. Zapa. Mandukaba. Lakira. Lord, anoint my mouth with your power. Anoint my tongue. Zarata, I refuse to be ordinary. Anoint my tongue, oh God. Anoint my tongue, oh God. Le bakada kura bashata da rabazata kata barato kotosaya. Oh, Rale Kata Brata Shata Yala. I want you to pray. There's no distance in the spirit. Rali Zatu Kapaya Takada. So that I'll be able to tear down the enterprise of darkness. I'll be able to pull down every imagination from the wicked forces. Yale Kamiatoza. Anoint my tongue with power. Anoint my tongue with power. Place your authority. Let dominion power rest upon my tongue. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oralekama Zaledaria. Oh, hallelujah. I refuse to be ordinary. Anoint my tongue with power so that whatever I declare will be so. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. When Jesus woke up, he spoke to the wind. He spoke to the storm. And they began to say, "What kind of man is this that even the waves obey him?" There was something that Jesus knew. There was a level he was operating from. And we need to get to that level. You need to build it. But you see, Jesus spoke about their faith. There are some of you that have received certain prophetic words, but you are trying to use your emotions to power it. It will not work. You ride on prophetic wings by faith. The Bible says, "Let not a double-minded man think he shall receive anything from the Lord." Yizimiano tola. Yimialo korupianda. Alebranza. Egarabadia. Lord, pour your oil upon our tongue. Pour your oil upon our tongue. Yakab, yakaloto. Let these tongues become tongues of fire. Karabalikadozia. Karabalikadelikasunia. Zelika parakalikadozia. Kruba katalia. Pour your oil. Pour your oil. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Something is happening. Sephalika parakadelika sunipa karakadalia kasarekada. Zura patalia kasarika parakadalia kusunifada bakata. Shubra katalika sabra katalia kasalaba. Kura batalia kazia. Karabalika zele. I can feel three people here. There's going to be a strong burning sensation upon your tongue. Yeli kabarakadia. There's going to be a strong, you begin to experience a burning sensation upon your tongue. And it's happening now. Ralika fasialaba. It's happening now. Rabalifa ketoria. Is happening now. Repalafasia kata kata. You are going to feel a tingling in your tongue, upon your tongue. Rali kazia. That's the power that is coming upon you right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Zola kata kakapa kata. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I prophesy to you, you will walk on this earth like Jesus did. You will walk on this earth like Jesus did. Alebari masilado robodia sala. For my head, I will anoint with fresh oil. Leboragada liseba idala karade basia. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, I want to encourage you. When you begin to pray, next time when you are praying, I want you to pray this prayer for yourself. It doesn't get old. It doesn't get old. It doesn't get hold. I receive a fresh impartation of power upon my tongue in the name of Jesus to destroy every sickness, every infirmity, over every walk of darkness that I face. I receive a fresh impartation of power in the name of Jesus. Oh, la rali basiada, set my tongue on fire. Le gara, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Ya zupa da li kara le barande kuzuli deya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. It is done. It is done. It is done. Hallelujah. It is done. It is done. It is done. Listen to me. Go out and use this power. Go out and use it. Start from yourself. Lara belakorotesia. Ah, ye ganima. Whatever is not working in your life, use this tongue now, today, and release that power there. Don't wait for tomorrow. Today. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you.